Well, Fenton Flagg, look what I have to help us pick the winner of our big newspaper promotion.
A big revolving drum. Editor Potts, I've been meaning to tell you, sir, that the...
Ben Franklin invented it for me. We just throw all the names of the people who subscribed in here.
Yeah, see, Editor Potts, there's no need to
then
do that.
Then we blindfold you, and you select from all the names in the drum.
Yeah, all the names. That's the problem.
And the name you select from all the names is the winner of the all-expense-paid winter vacation trip to Valley Forge.
Right.
Isn't it exciting?
No.
Why not? With all the new subscriptions, we'll be rolling in money. Put all the names in the drum now, Fenton.
Okay.
That's one.
That's it, Editor Potts.
One subscription?
Yeah.
That won't pay for a trip to the Eagle and Schmiegel Tavern.
I know.
What went wrong? You said Valley Forge was the in place.
Well, it was, see.
But if it's in, we're out.
I tried, Editor Potts, really.
Oh, well, let's get on with it.
What?
The drawing here.
Sir?
Put on the blindfold.
There's only one name.
That's it. Now, let me revolve the drum.
There's just one to choose from, sir. I mean, there's no point in even doing this if there was just
round
one...
and round she goes,
sir.
Where she stops.
Everybody knows.
There. It should all be mixed up. Go ahead and make your selection.
But this is ridiculous.
Huh. The winner is...
General Washington.
How did you know that through your blindfold?
He was the only one to subscribe.
Well, he's the winner, then. He and his family of... 32,467
troops.
Men.
That's right.
That's a small army.
That's what it is.
I hope Valley Forge has enough room.
Yeah.
Shuffleboard. Court's going to be awfully crowded with all those men.